USA Radio News.
A little bit more than 3 days after President Biden was cleared to exit coronavirus isolation, he has tested positive for COVID-19 again.
Hey folks, Joe Biden here, tested positive this morning.
White House physician Dr. Kevin O'Connor said in a letter that Biden had not experienced any reemergence of symptoms and continues to feel well. O'Connor said that there is, quote, no reason to reinitiate treatment at this time. In accordance with Center for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, the 79-year-old president will re-enter isolation for at least 5 days. The agency says most rebound cases are rare, remain mild, and that severe disease during the period has not been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Indiana state senators passed a near total abortion ban Saturday during a rare weekend session. The bill will prohibit abortions from the time a fertilized egg implants in a uterus. The only exception would be allowed in cases of rape and incest, but a patient seeking an abortion for either reason would have to sign a notarized affidavit attesting to the attack.
The winner of an open seat on the town council in Chapin, South Carolina, will be decided by write-in votes. That's because no one filed their candidacy with the Lexington County Election Commission for the open seat by the noon Friday deadline. So the town, northwest of Columbia, will proceed with the September 13th special election with no names printed on the ballot. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
The U.S. received more than 100,000 Ukrainians in roughly 5 months following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. This fills President Biden's pledge for providing a temporary safe haven to those displaced as part of the largest refugee exodus since World War II. Thousands of train drivers walked out in Britain on Saturday. This is the latest strike in a labor dispute on the nation's railway. About 5,000 drivers staged a 24-hour strike against 7 train companies across England. It came on the second full day of Commonwealth Games in Birmingham and the first day of the new English soccer season. Unions are fighting for substantial pay increases to cope with inflation of more than 9% and the cost of living crisis. More strikes are being planned for August. Pope Francis has acknowledged that he can no longer travel like he used to because of his strained knee ligaments, saying his week-long Canadian pilgrimage was, quote, a bit of a test that showed he needs to slow down and one day possibly retire. Speaking to reporters while traveling home, the 85-year-old Pope stressed that he hadn't thought about resigning, but he said, quote, the door is open and there was nothing wrong with a Pope stepping down. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.